The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father.
I am pleasantly surprised that you are able to wake up and be here with us. Even though this is not a holiday obligation, it means that you are trying to show respect and love to our beloved Mother Mary. And of course, starting the new year, asking her intercession to guide us and enlighten us in our journey of faith, no? And that is very good, because we are sure that she is the best intercessor to Christ, her son, no? Now, again, I have to explain or remind you of the beauty of her title, Mater Dei, Mother of God. Do you think all Christians like this title? No. See, that's the problem. They are confused. Some Christians, they believe in Jesus. The irony is, there are some Christians, or most Christians, should believe that Christ is true God and true man. But even that, a few of them, infected or affected by the heresy Arianism, by this priest Arius in 300 century AD, this heresy denies the divinity of Christ. After the Council of Trent, it was declared that Christ is what? True God and true man. It should have what? It should have been easy then to conclude that since he was true God and true man, the baby Jesus, then the baby Jesus that came forth from the womb of Mary, Mary should have the title of what? Mater Dei. But somehow they still don't like it. It took centuries even to wipe out that heresy, denying the divinity of Christ. You think today in the internet or whatever we find Christians fighting over heresies? Even then, there were Christians who rejected the authority of the Pope or the bishops and made their own thinking or opinions. So even then, there were some people who are already hard-headed. No? But we now know that Christ is true God and true man, and the baby Jesus, who is true God and true man, was born from Mary, so the title should be there. Mater Dei. But now the Christians cannot accept that, some of them, especially the Protestants. Why? Because they don't want to be confused. Because they think that Catholics are confused. We are confused. And they say that we worship Mary. See, that's the thing. Now, just because we love Mary very much, we don't worship her, but you cannot simply say to Jesus, I love you, but I hate your mother. Tell that, imagine a boy or a man wanting to marry a woman or vice versa, and then telling the wife to be, I love you, but I hate your mother. Do you? Well, some guys end up hating the mother-in-law anyway, you know? But the point is, why would Christ, remember, huh? As man, he was a good son, yes or no? As man, he was a good son. He was a good son because he was raised well by his mother. And as a good son, he obeyed his mother. And the first miracle that the Protestants doesn't like was through the intercession of Mary. See, some Protestants would just say, no, we go straight to Jesus. That's nice. No problem. If you want that, go ahead. But I'm going to go to the mother. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to the mother. You know, because Christ himself listens to the mother, listens to Mary. And that is why for us Catholics, it is not against Christianity to love the mother. Because Christ himself listened. And remember, even Christ said, when he was crucified on the cross, here is your mother. Who was he talking to? St. John. Christ entrusted us to the mother. But again, her being the mother of Jesus is the truth. Even the angel said that. You will be Theotokos, the bearer of God. In your womb, you will bear a son, and he will be called what? Emmanuel. But the angel acknowledged what? You are blessed among women. So of all the women in the world, past, present, future, she is the best, most worthy to carry in her womb God himself. Nobody else, just her. Because, why? As I told you many times, because her life was a constant yes to God. Constant yes. Unlike us, ay, ay, ay. Unlike us, we do not live for God. We do not live with God. We pretend to think that we love God, but we don't love God constantly. We put what? Other things. We put family. We put friends over God. And Christ warned us, yes? What did Christ say? If you love your mother, your father, your brother, your sister more than me, you are not worthy of me. See, Christ knew and wants us to love him more than anything else, than everybody else. And Mary was the one. So she became the Mater Dei, the Mother of God, because of all the women, God knew. God knew, because he's God, of course. God knew that her life will be a constant yes, that she gave up everything and trusted everything to God. The beautiful part of Mary, of Christ being incarnated, was this. When the angels sinned, God did not become an angel to save them. When Adam sinned, he became man to save us. Why? Why do you think God did not save the angels? And God saved us by becoming one of us. Why do you think? Because the angels, unlike us, we have what you call a process of thinking. When we decide on certain things, we do not know the whole effect, consequences, or reactions, or the future of our decisions. The angels, when they decided to go against God, it was what? A once-for-all decision. When they went against the will of God, they don't want to, they don't need to, they decided to hate God forever. Unlike us, we grow. Huh? We grow, we change. That is part of humanity. That is why God is very patient with us. Yes or no? Do you accept that you grew? All of us here, from being infants to becoming teenagers, wherein you went crazy, and college, when you got crazier, when you have more independence, and then you made so many mistakes, you hurt yourself, you hurt others. See, God knew. Human nature grows and change. And that is why He wanted us. He is patient with us. With the angels, He had no patience with them. Not because He didn't love them, but the angels, did not love Him. For us, please remember this. Your love for God needs to grow. Yes or no? Remember this, huh? Do not presume that your love for God is already there. It needs to grow. That is why you need prayer. You need time to talk to God, listen to God, go to Mass, read. Because if you don't do this, you will not love God more and more. I know. Even I, in the seminary, I told you already I got kicked out more than 2 times. Because I didn't like the idea of waking up in the morning, 5 a.m. in the morning, and then praying 6 a.m. Here I was in the seminary telling the priest that I want to be a priest, but I really didn't want to pray. See? That's the problem. You want to be a servant of God, but how can you serve Him if you don't love Him? And how can you love Him more if you don't really pray to Him or spend time with Him? Oh my goodness, it took me a long time, a very long time, to pray more, to pray more intensely, sincerely, and constantly. So here we are celebrating Mary, the Mother of God. And why is she totally, perfectly in love with God? Because her heart was always desiring to please God. She had no doubt about God loving her and her desire to love Him back. How do you know that? When she said, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." How many teenagers here? How many teenagers here who is still growing up, knowing more friends, and then being told by the angel, "You're going to get pregnant by the Spirit"? Most probably, all the teenagers here would say, "No. I want to be with my friends. I want to party. I want to finish something. I want to make more money. Whatever." But in her case, no. She really said, let it be done to me according to your word. If she was not totally in love with God, trusting in the providence of God, she would have said no. But she said yes. And we love her for that. Yes or no? Should we love her for that? Yes. Because the incarnation will not happen without her yes. God will not force her to become the mother of Jesus. But of course, God knew that she would say yes. God knew that her love for God is there. So God knew that she is the perfect mother. So my dear friends, as we continue in this first day of the year, let us be joyful because we know that there is the Mother of God loving us, taking care of us, interceding for us. Because if she did not love us, when her only son was crucified and died most cruelly, she would have cursed us and told the Father, curse all human beings for hurting my son. But because she also has the heart of Jesus, she also what? Forgave us. She did not fully understand or want for her son to be crucified like a common criminal, but because she was totally one with the Father, in love with us, she was forever interceding for us. So as we again thank Mary for being our mother, thank Mary for saying yes in becoming the mother of Jesus, and as a sign of our unity with Mary, let us imitate her life of constant yes to the Father. If and when we find ourselves weak because of selfishness, worldliness, sinfulness, let us always ask Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.